I was traveling through Albany the other day and passed over the railroad tracks in downtown Albany. And as I did so, below me was an endless stream of oil tank cars. I couldn't tell if they were the famous DT-111s or the safer 1232s. The recent accidents in Mount Carbon, West Virginia, and a remote area north of Timmins, Ontario, both resulted in substantial derailments and oil spills. If you are stopped at any railroad crossing in the North Country, you will see an endless stream of oil tank cars, as I observed in Albany. The question clearly remains, recognizing the need to transport this U.S. oil from North Dakota, are we achieving the level of safety that we all expect with these trains traveling through our farmland, backyards, along lakes, rivers, and through our densely populated cities? Understanding this is a difficult issue to resolve, nonetheless, we need to have a serious discussion based on scientific information to determine if there are safer rail cars that could be put on the tracks. Is speed a factor? Is the condition of the rails themselves an issue? Are local first responders provided enough information? And assuming we will have accidents, are there adequate financial resources being accumulated to compensate victims and the public from contamination to farms, rivers, lakes, and densely populated areas, including lives?